live in Lansing every afternoon with Cheryl Fritz. This is Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here, Scott Eckersley producing 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me now on the phone is Lansing attorney Norman Gaffney Jr. Good evening, Norm. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I wanted to talk with you tonight. We spoke last week when the news about the Downtown Coaches Club had broken and Mr. Hollis, the athletic director at MSU, making some changes, saying he's taking a look at all funding-related organizations with the university for now and taking a close look. And some sanctions were placed on the Downtown Coaches Club. And there were a couple of new things that came up today that I wanted clarification, and you're the person to come to for that. You're representing the Downtown Coaches Club as this investigation has been going on. What are the new things that have come up today, or should I say the clarifications that have come forward today?
Well, we haven't had the final clarification in writing of some of the things we've requested. But one of the things that wasn't discussed before, that they prohibited and named certain individuals from being involved in any charitable gaming licensed event with the Downtown Coaches. And the reason those people were named is not that they purposely did anything wrong, you know, other than maybe there might have been some rules misapplied, and some people did nothing wrong. But if you were on the raffle or 50-50 committee, you were named.
Okay, so this was just basically kind of clearing the air for the rest of it, whether just by association.
That's correct. If they were on a raffle or 50-50 committee, then they're prohibited in being involved in any charitable gaming license event done by the Downtown Coaches.
But this doesn't mean they can't be part of the Downtown Coaches Club, strictly related to the events of gaming.
That's correct. They can be a member, they can be active in the club, they can do lots of things, but anything having to do with charitable gaming, they are not allowed to do it.
And now, going back, I'm sure it's been a hard week for the folks on the Downtown Coaches Club with this in the news and so forth. As you've talked with them and conversed with them, what is their feeling now? Are they feeling like, wow, we kind of got more than we deserved? Are they understanding where the mistakes were made with the accounting?
They understand where the accounting mistakes were made, but it's just a real unfortunate situation because you have an excellent group of people who are donating hundreds and hundreds of hours and have been active in the club for years. And it's really an organization that organized in 1952. And they do so many darn good things and donate so much money. And the big problem they had here is that they'd had two accounts. One is an operating account where you got money coming in from your membership, your golf outing, other types of things of that nature, donations. You have that account. Then you have account with the that's for just 50-50 raffles and that type of thing. If they would have had two accounts, many of these things would have never been a problem because they're authorized by their bylaws. But if you gave a benefit to somebody in some way, shape, or form, that money must come from a general operating account. It cannot come in any way, shape, or form from the account that's with 50-50 or your raffles.
Well, and I think that's the important point that we talked about the other day that bears being reiterated. And it's just that there was no way with one account to separate things out, and it was strictly that simple.
It's that simple. The problem was we could show that we brought in enough money to cover any of the things that were appropriate and benefit to somebody, but that still didn't matter because you had mixed those counts and commingled them. The other thing I'd like to say that two of the people that are named, unfortunately for them, and whether they'll be taken off or not, just came on the board in 2011 and were just named to the raffle or 50-50 committee. And they have not yet even participated in a 50-50 or a raffle since they just took office in January. So it's unfortunate that they were named, but that's what happened.
So just by association of being on the board at the time that this investigation was in process.
That's correct.
Wow. And as you said, this Downtown Coaches Club has such a long history of giving in the community and to the university as well. I mean, the dollars to the university are huge.
They are, and that's what's happened over the years. You know, these clubs went from having very little money and not much of a budget to really growing into hundreds of thousands of dollars. And they have an excellent treasurer there now. We were able to go back and account for all the dollars and where they went and what happened and that type of thing. It wasn't anybody out there for personal gain or anything of that nature. And this club will bounce back. They've got a lot of real good supportive people. I'm one of them, and been a member there for years and will continue to. It's a learning lesson, and it certainly wasn't done on a purposeful way or anything of that nature. It's just real unfortunate, but they'll go on and they'll come out of this. And I think, you know, having the athletic director involved in this or the Spartan Club and things, that's all going to help this club and then whatever he does with any other clubs.
Well, and that was part of the announcement, the press release from Mark Hollis. It was he was taking a look, making an assessment of all of those who raise money and give to the university.
That's right, because you're dealing with a lot more dollars than you have in the early years and in the middle years and that. I mean, people are huge fans of all these sports, and the 50-50 does raise a lot of money, and it's people like it, and it'll be worked out, but it's got to be done appropriately done. And I felt that the formal proceedings and the way handled by the lottery commission was excellent. I thought they really listened to what we had and our platform and what we were going to do in the future. And And so I think under the circumstances, especially with the athletic director saying that he wasn't going to allow it for the upcoming season, any 50-50, well, that certainly makes your decision to accept their recommendation much easier.
Well, and then there's an event, I believe, towards the end of this month where Mark Hollis is speaking to the Downtown Coaches Association.
That's correct. In fact, he's meeting with them today, and he's also going to meet and talk to membership in that when I believe they have a luncheon that's I think it's a evening barbecue type thing. So he's going to speak there too.
Well, time will take care of this and move on. And there's a lot of other great events and things that the Downtown Coaches Club does, and they'll continue to do. Norm, I thank you for your time this evening.
Anytime. Thank you.
Very good.
Thank
you so much. Norm Gaffney, Lansing attorney, Norman Gaffney Jr., PC. When we come back, we'll talk to Michelle Benoche, who's with the Michigan Film Office. A fascinating interview talking with her about those competing for film and TV projects in the state of Michigan. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this on 1320 WILS.